This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Democratic Congresswoman Annie Custer was elected to her third term last week, but she's returning to a Washington, D.C. that will look much different from the one she left. We're joined now by Congresswoman Custer, who represents New Hampshire's 2nd Congressional District. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Great to be with you.
Well, thank you for the time. Congresswoman, let's start with your party, where there are questions about who's going to be holding leadership positions in the House. Vote was delayed this week to elect those positions, which signals there could be a challenge to Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. You know, she campaigned here on your behalf earlier in the month. Do you support keeping her in that position?
Well, I supported the delay because the new members, there are 27 new members that are coming into our caucus, and I wanted to make sure that they could participate. At this point, no one else has entered the race, so I anticipate that Leader Pelosi will continue for another term. But I think it's a healthy discussion among our party about what our priorities are going forward and how we're going to focus our efforts on keeping President Trump accountable, but also looking for opportunities where we can find common ground. We're talking about major infrastructure investment. That's been a priority for Democrats for a long time, to create jobs and make our economy more productive. And some issues that are near and dear to our hearts, paid family leave, obviously the work that I'm doing on opiates is important. So that's what I'm looking for, a leader that can bring our party together, have a healthy discussion about what happened in the elections, and then move forward.
So do you see a possibility for maybe for some fresh leadership, a fresh perspective?
I think we'll have new members taking important roles in the caucus, but I, at this point, don't expect the leadership at the top to change.
You joined more than 150 House Democrats in signing a letter calling on President-elect Trump to rescind his appointment of former Breitbart CEO Stephen Bannon and as his chief strategist. Are you surprised that more Republicans are not speaking out on this?
I am surprised. Our phones are literally ringing off the hook. My constituents are shocked by this appointment. This is a person that is known to be a part of a white nationalist movement, racist, homophobic, misogynist toward women. And I think it sends just the wrong tone in terms of bringing the country together. And so I have been surprised that more Republicans are not speaking out about this person literally being a heartbeat away, the next office from the President of the United States. I think it's shocking in terms of inclusiveness. You know, our society is a very diverse society, and this just sends the wrong message.
Obviously, last week's election was not the outcome that you were hoping for, but are you hopeful that there will be some issues that you see as priorities where Democrats can work with the President Trump?
Yes, I do see that happening. And I think our role is this balancing act of holding President Trump accountable. The Steve Bannon appointment is a good example of that. That's why I joined that letter. I'm sure there will be other examples where we need to speak out to protect Social Security and Medicare and make sure that people are treated fairly and, you know, a series of issues. But absolutely, I will be looking for common ground. And, you know, what I've heard all across the country since coming back to Washington is that New Hampshire was a very bright spot in terms of the election of Senator Hassan and our all-female, all-Democratic delegation. And we have a unique role to play in bringing people together. One of the very first issues that's totally bipartisan is we'll be getting the funding for the combating the heroin epidemic, and that's something I'm very involved in and was just speaking with Senator Shaheen last night on our strategy to make sure that happens before the end of the year. But there will be other issues. I mentioned the paid family leave. That's the one that I think is important, and we've heard common ground on both sides of the aisle. Obviously, this infrastructure investment is very significant for the economy, and I think there will be others. We all want to make sure that we have an agenda we call Make It in America for manufacturing and strong job growth here in America, and to bring back some of the corporate earnings that have been left overseas because of our tax structure. So we'll be looking for common ground on those issues.
Congresswoman Annie Custer, thank you for the time.
Absolutely. Great to be with you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
This is Morning Edition from NHPR.